Hey guys, what's going on? Louis DiBiase here of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Welcome into this Tuesday edition of the show, episode 2 this week of, I'll say 5. We're going to go with 5 this week. Now that it's July and training camp is coming up in just a couple weeks, hopefully, of course, if all things go well, we will continue to post at least 4 to 6 episodes a week. Download it into your phone, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast on any platform or on LockedOnEagles.com. Coming up on today's edition of the podcast, got to give my thoughts on this DeSean Jackson situation that is extremely disappointing and unfortunate. It's not what I wanted to do on today's show. I was hoping to do something completely different, way more positive and fun on a Tuesday. You know, Tuesdays kind of suck for the most part. I think they're worse than Mondays. But of course, the comments that DeSean Jackson has made, the Instagram stories that he posted over the weekend, obviously the entire country is, you know, taking a look at this story. So, you know, with the platform that we have, obviously I wanted to make sure that I give you guys my genuine thoughts and reactions to it, especially as you guys know, DeSean Jackson has been a fan favorite of mine growing up since I was 11 years old, which of course ages me, but I was born in 1997. I'm only 23 years old, so I've grown up watching DeSean Jackson, loving DeSean Jackson as an Eagle, loving to hate DeSean Jackson as a member of the Washington Redskins. So, and obviously you guys know me and Gino did an entire podcast a month ago about DeSean and, you know, his positive influence, not just on the field, but off the field since he's come back to the Philadelphia Eagles. So I felt the need to definitely, when something negative like this, you know, comes up, I feel certainly responsible to hold him accountable and to give my real thoughts on this. So for anyone that has no idea what I'm talking about, this happened over the weekend, but people really started to pick up on it on Monday night. On DeSean Jackson's Instagram post, he posted a screen cap of, I'm not sure if it was him that was reading the book or if, you know, he shared it from somebody else's story, but he posted, it was inside a book, he posted a screenshot of highlighted quotes from Adolf Hitler, which, by the way, are now, I believe historians say, wasn't actually a real quote from Hitler, which is even more alarming and ignorant that he posted a quote from one of the biggest monsters in human history that wasn't even true. But the quote contained a lot of anti-Semitic content, of course. I mean, it being Adolf Hitler saying it, not really surprising there. But he posted it on his story. And look, regardless of intent, regardless of what he was trying to say with this quote, regardless of what the message was, the lack of self-awareness and ignorance, like to use Hitler as the messenger for what you're trying to get across, and especially that quote containing that anti-Semitic content, that's just, it's really disappointing, it's appalling, and anyone that, you know, is offended has every right to be. To me, what the Eagles do from here, you know, if they cut him, I think that's certainly understandable. If they fine him, and of course he's already made the public apology known on his Instagram, I'll play that in segment 2 for you. But whatever they do from here, like, I think is totally understandable. I think, again, people, regardless of what he meant to say by posting that on such a large platform, I mean, the guy's got thousands and thousands of followers on Instagram. You know, people that are offended in the Jewish community, and not just in the Jewish community, but anybody, I mean, I think it's totally understandable. As somebody that my grandma, her entire side of the family was Jewish, so somebody that comes from Jewish descent, I personally was offended, and I was pretty upset that DeSean Jackson, again, a guy that I looked up to as a role model growing up, my favorite football player as a kid, that inspired me to, you know, not just play football early on in high school and play wide receiver and to try to emulate my style after him, but also to get into, you know, talking about sports and talking about a guy like DeSean so much. For him to post this is certainly, it's, you know, to say the least, it's really frustrating. However, I will say, and again, anybody has any right to feel the way they do about this, you know, if they think this did come from a place of hate and they do want DeSean to be held accountable in the way of getting rid of him and he will no longer be with the Eagles, again, totally get that. I'll say, in my own opinion, after reading the quotes, after reading the Eagles statement, after watching DeSean Jackson's apology, after listening to a lot of people in the Jewish community speak out about this on social media, I don't believe this came from a place of hatred. I think it's rather a huge, tremendous lack of self-awareness and ignorance. Because Jackson, again, obviously, we did a whole podcast on it last month. He's been such a positive influence, you know, especially this year with everything that's going on, you know, in the fight for equality for all. Deshaun has been one of the main voices for the Eagles and for the community in Philadelphia and also where he grew up in California. Since Malcolm Jenkins left in free agency to the New Orleans Saints, like, Deshaun was one of those leaders, those vocal leaders, you know, on the field for the Eagles as a leader in that way for all these young receivers, but again, also off the field and doing such good work with his charities and, you know, in his communities. And you know, not just that, but worldwide. Again, his platform on Instagram and on Twitter, you know, he reaches a massive fan base. So I think this, again, came from a place of ignorance and lack of self-awareness rather than hatred. Again, I think what his intent was, and again, it's awful because I'm trying to dig into his thought process to post, you know, a quote from, again, one of the worst human beings ever. To ever have that guy be your messenger is just flat out dumb. But I think what his intent might have been, if I can get into his head, was the one part. He obviously posted the entire quote, and then, you know, when he saw the backlash and I think maybe realized what he had done, he wrote another post on Instagram saying that, you know, he didn't mean any hatred towards the Jewish community, then scribbled out the majority, like 90% of the quote, and then, you know, stuck to one part of the quote, though, that was talking about, you know, African Americans, and if they knew their power in America, you know, the country, the nation would not be able to oppress them. However, the quote was still anti-Semitic in nature because I think they were focused on, you know, the Jewish people in that community would not be able to oppress them. So, again, just super ignorant, terrible post. And I do think the intent was to say, you know, if African Americans knew their influence, their power, that, you know, United States and other places where they're oppressed, they couldn't do just that. But with all that being said, that makes this even more frustrating, is that this player that was wrongfully cut before by the Eagles, based on where he grew up, based on who he was, who worked so hard to rebuild his reputation in Philadelphia, has now lost a ton of support again. And this time, you know, rightfully so. And that sucks because, you know, even if he's on the team this year, he's lost a giant portion of his supporters. And I was looking forward to him getting back on the field this year in 2020. It was so disappointing to see, you know, after an amazing first game where he has, what, 9 catches for 154 yards or something like that, you know, 2 giant touchdowns, was the key reason the Eagles won that game against Washington. You know, he gets injured and misses the entire season. You know, after finally coming back, you know, everybody felt gypped when he got cut in 2014 by Chip Kelly. And, you know, the reunion talk each year kept resurfacing, and he finally comes back in 2019, 5 years later. And then this year we're thinking, all right, yeah, you know, we got that little cameo last year, but here we go, 2020. You saw the connection between him and Carson Wentz with all the other speed guys in this receiving core, with the tight ends back, Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert, with Miles Sanders at running back. Like, this is going to be such a fun offense if Deshaun can stay healthy. And now, even if he stays with the team, and we'll get into that in segment 2, you know, regardless, some people, this is just too much for them to come back to supporting him on the football field. And again, I find that totally acceptable. I don't think this came from a place of hatred towards the Jewish community. But again, it's not my place to say what his intent was. It's not my place to say how you personally feel. That's just where I'm coming from. But that doesn't mean I'm not frustrated, I'm not disappointed, and I'm not offended either. So that's what I'll say on the matter at hand. In segment 2, I will play his apology. If you missed, if you're not on Instagram, he did post a public apology a couple hours ago. And then we'll get into what I think the Eagles will do about this situation heading into the 2020 season. Louis DiBiase here joining you on this edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into segment 2 of this Tuesday edition of Locked On Eagles, getting into Deshaun Jackson's comments and stories that he shared on Instagram over the weekend from Adolf Hitler, containing anti-Semitic, you know, material. Obviously, like I said in segment 1, just ignorant, total lack of self-awareness from Deshaun. I personally don't think it came from a place of hatred, but again, anybody that feels offended, including the Eagles organization that has, you know, their owner, Jeffrey Lurie, is Jewish. Their general manager, Howie Roseman, is Jewish. One of their former presidents, you know, one of their head guys in the roster construction of an incredible era of Eagles football in the early 2000s, Joe Banner, was Jewish. So this is an organization that has a lot of Jewish ties. You know, if they were offended and if they decided to, you know, move forward without Deshaun as a part of the team, I think that's understandable. I personally don't believe they will, Obviously, for on-the-field reasons, DeSean Jackson is their only proven veteran receiver that is healthy right now. Maybe you could say Marquise Goodwin, but I think it's only a matter of time before he gets injured. Alshon Jeffrey, if he stays with the team, likely to be on the PUP list. And outside of that, they only have an unproven second-year receiver in J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. They have a rookie in Jalen Reagor, Greg Ward. But again, although he was really good down the stretch last year, he's only... really, you've only seen him in five games, so that's a very small sample size. And then you have, you know, late round rookies and John Hightower and Quez Watkins. So, you know, as probably insensitive as it is now to talk about the on the field ramifications, you do have to think about that, because that is a part of the Eagles' thought process here in what to do. Because if, you know, they didn't need DeSean, and as cruel as that sounds, and as, you know, insensitive, and just goes to show maybe just the problem with the NFL and with sports in general, is if you're prominent enough, if you're important to the team enough, not to say you'll get away with, you know, actions like this that DeSean, you know, committed on Instagram, but, you know, if you're a team like the Eagles and you desperately need a deep threat and you need proven receiver ability, you know, a guy like DeSean, he'll be able to stick around more. And not to say that he doesn't deserve to, but I do think, for on-the-field reasons and also for contract reasons, I don't think they'll cut him. But again, the Eagles have they've been a very positive leader in, you know, off-the-field movements and for positive change, you know, throughout the years, you know, since Jeffrey Lurie took over as the owner. So if they were to move on from DeSean, I wouldn't really be surprised. Adam Schefter did tweet about the money, and I thought this was interesting, so let me just read this. Eagles' decision on whether to keep DeSean Jackson could come down to whether Post is a default under his contract. Jackson is guaranteed $4.8 million this year in salary and already received a $2 million option bonus. The Eagles could try to figure out a way out of guaranteed salary first. So, you know, also the fact that it might come down to money is maybe ridiculous, but that's where I'm at here with this. I don't think they're going to cut DeSean just based on their need for what he does on the field this year. And also for, again, if they truly do believe in his apology and they do think he was sincerely, you know, not trying to post something and spread hatred towards the Jewish community, and it was just rather a dumb, idiotic mistake, then I think they will give him another chance for sure. Let me post that apology, by the way. I'm not sure if anybody listening did see on Instagram, but a couple hours ago, here is DeSean Jackson's comments after all the backlash for his quotes that he posted on Instagram from Adolf Hitler.
What's going on now? You know, I've been getting a lot of backlash and, you know, feedback from an Instagram post that I put on my my Instagram story. I just want to, you know, first off, extend an apology on the behalf of me and what I stand for, because, you know, I'm one that's fair, and I never want to put any race down or any people down. And, you know, my post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community. When I posted what I posted, I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys took it. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm, you know, very apologetic. And I just want you guys to understand that it never was intended to be, you know, to put any race down or any religion down. You know, I post things on my story all the time. And, you know, I just probably shouldn't have never posted anything that Hitler did, because Hitler was a bad person, and I know that. And, you know, I was just trying to uplift, you know, African-Americans and slavery and, you know, just enlighten my people. So on behalf of myself, I just want to let you guys know I apologize. I didn't intend, you know, any harm or any hatred towards any people. I'm for one. I'm for love. And I extend it every day. People that know me know I have no hatred in my heart, and I never try to, you know, put another religion down to uplift my religion or my race. So, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I just want you guys to understand that. And it's coming from me and my feelings. And, you know, I just hopefully everybody respects my platform, my opinion, to try to just enlighten my people and just let everybody know that there's no hatred involved.
All right. So there's DeSean Jackson's comments on Instagram a couple hours ago. I think it's sincere, honestly, and that's just my own opinion. I do think that his intention was really just the focus of the one part of the quote talking about the oppression of African Americans, and if they realize their, you know, I think it was more symbolic in a way for him, you know, if they realize their power and their influence for change, that, you know, America could not take advantage of them and oppress them. But, I mean, again, to have the messenger of that focus be Adolf Hitler, falsely, by the way, the quote doesn't even come from Hitler, actually, in historical context, and to use that quote, that, you know, even that part of the quote that he was focused on still was anti-Semitic in nature. So I think it's a terrible, dumb mistake. I think if the Eagles do decide to cut him, it's understandable for those offended, including myself. I think it's very justified, but I do think it was not a, you know, something that came from hatred, rather, again, as I keep saying, a lack of self-awareness and ignorance. And I do think the Eagles will keep Deshaun heading into 2020, but whatever they do at this point, I think is fair game. Louis DiBiase here joining you on the Locked On Eagles podcast. One more break to get into, and then we'll wrap up this Tuesday edition of the show. All right, Eagles fans, we are wrapping up this Tuesday edition of the podcast. Sorry for the, you know, kind of downer episode, but obviously this is the big Eagles news right now. And when you know, your number one wide receiver posts stories on Instagram about, you know, quotes from Adolf Hitler that were anti-Semitic, I mean, you have to comment on that, because now this is a big what if for what this organization is going to do with Deshaun. Are they going to move forward without him? And then, you know, that, again, regardless of off the field things, you know, what that would mean on the field is, and not to say that on the field should justify keeping him or not, but it certainly will. And I'm just trying to look at the on-the-field impact if they do cut him now, though, because that is certainly a real possibility now. If they can get out of the contract without, you know, a lot of guaranteed money still going to Jackson, if they do get rid of him, that's not to say that they shouldn't, just because they need receivers badly, but without Deshaun now in 2020, that would be a massive loss, and the receiver position would be a huge weakness, I think, and a big concern, because while I'm really high on Jalen Reagor, and I think he's going to produce from day one in his rookie season, he is a rookie, he is a receiver. Rookie receivers are rather unpredictable, especially with the Eagles lately, so you have no idea what you have in Reagor. You have no idea what you have in J.J. Arcega-Whiteside in his second year. I mean, if all we have is, so far, his rookie tape. So far, we have a bust on our hands. And then you have, you know, Greg Ward, who was pretty damn good down the stretch last year, but that's all we've ever seen of him, you know, in regular season action. You have Marquise Goodwin, who's had a good season before when healthy, nearly 1,000 yards in 2017. But the dude's been in the league since, what, 2013, and he has never been healthy. Alshon Jeffery still with the organization, but he's recovering from a Liz Frank injury, likely will start on the PUP list and miss the first 6 weeks of the season if he's even on the team still. You know, they might still decide to trade him when he gets healthy to get out of that money. And Alshon, in his own right, has off-the-field stuff that a lot of people take issue with, including myself, to a very less serious nature, of course. It's more so, you know, he was talking, I think, badly about his quarterback anonymously through the media, not even close to what Deshaun Jackson was posting this weekend. But, and then outside of that, what do you have? You've got John Hightower and Quez Watkins, who me and Gino both really liked later in the NFL draft, but there's a whole lot of unproven talent there without Deshaun Jackson. And even with Deshaun, there's a lot of what-ifs, because Jackson himself has not been able to stay healthy the last couple years of his career, and he is 34 years old in his own right. So you've got Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert, and you've got Miles Sanders, you've got Carson Wentz, so you're always going to be able to, honestly, with Wentz, with Doug Peterson as your play caller, with that offensive line, Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders, you're always going to have a certain floor of production, as you saw last year, that was able to get you into the playoffs, even when Robert Davis and Deontay Burnett are getting meaningful snaps for you at wide receiver. But to say that Deshaun Jackson not being on this team would not hurt this team significantly, I think would be pretty ignorant. But again, if the Eagles decide to cut him, I think it's very reasonable. If they decide to keep him, I also think that's fair as well, based on what I believe the intent was of these posts, what I believe was a sincere apology, and who Deshaun Jackson really is as a person. If this was Riley Cooper, I think, you know, you'd be instantly calling to cut him. And maybe that shows a double standard, but again, just my own personal opinion. I don't think this came from a place of hatred, but whatever you believe, I truly respect your opinion. And that's just me. That's not just me, you know, formulating that opinion off of my love for Deshaun as a player, for, you know, the Eagles needing him badly on the field. But, you know, the reason I'm recording this at 3 o'clock now is I took the day to really process what he posted, to read the quotes, to, you know, listen to his apology, and to, you know, listen to a lot of the opinions of the Jewish community over social media and talking with family members of mine as well. So that's where all of this came from. And, you know, whatever you feel, though, honestly, totally respect your opinion. All right, that's going to do it for today's edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Tomorrow, we will continue, or we're actually going to start up, I should say, continue from the all-time Eagles draft we did last week. We're going to start up those simulations in Madden 2004. We're going to post those videos on YouTube. So to get the links, make sure you follow us on Twitter at LockedOnBirds, at DiBiase LOE, and at Gino_LOE. Myself, Gino Camilleri, Lars Lewis, and Jordan Hanskin, we constructed four rosters of all-time Eagles from any era. We did like a fantasy draft last week. You can find those episodes on any podcast platform. Just subscribe to Locked On Eagles or head over to LockedOnEagles.com. I then took those rosters and I put them into Madden 2004. Now we're all going to watch those simulations and we're going to see who built the best team. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll get back to some positivity tomorrow. So again, make sure you subscribe to the podcast for more details and follow us on Twitter. Louis DiBiase here signing off. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening, and let's go Birds.